Cam FM 97.2.
May bumps.
W1.
And we're away. The top crews I can see right now are just getting into their rhythm. The spray is flying, but all seem to get off to relatively good starts. Probably the best of the lot, though, would go to Downing W1, who got away very cleanly and are trying to consolidate just a little bit of a lead over Key. They pulled out maybe 2 feet on Key, so Key's not off to the greatest of starts, but starting to drive into the corner as their Cox picks a nice line, actually, pulling nice and tight around first post corner. Downing, again, really starting to get some nice sends, a nice long rowing stroke that they bring that's kept them at the top of the leaderboard for the previous 2 years as they go for their third consecutive headship this year. Keys probably about 2 lengths down now as they look to build and settle into their race pace, but steely determination on the ice. The big talking point has come from Jesus, who have made a bit of a move on Emma, which is surprising. So they're probably within maybe a couple of feet within the 1.5 length starting position. So it'll be interesting to see how this develops as we roll along. Although Emma are starting to regroup, Cox is calling for them to push off of the Jesus crew, which they can see behind them, of course, as they're rowing down towards Grassy. Up ahead at Grassy, Keys just rounding it. But the real action is happening with Claire, who are up against Trinity first and third. Claire have broken in on first and third, just half a length separating them. Claire College going for a massive push. They're throwing the kitchen sink at it here. It's down to about 3 feet. They're surely going to get overlapped and hopefully catch the crew first and third in front of them at Grassy as they really get a big push going. Girton looking very strong as well, following behind Claire, but it looks they're going to be caught by Claire before any serious damage further up the division. Rahul, what do you think?
Thank you very much. As it gets quite dicey around Ditton, there's a boat that seems to be coming in. It's been kind of ushered to the side. I've just caught a glimpse of Downing. It's looking quite splashy, but they've definitely got a comfortable lead here over that Keys boat. Can't quite tell you exactly the length yet, but it goes past Plough. They'll be very excited to see exactly what that is. Back to you, Shem.
Yeah, so I'm just seeing Christ being tailed by Newnham. Newnham throwing the hammer at it. Hammer and tongs, they go. They're about half a length behind Christ, so closing quickly as they really start to charge into the corner. They pick the nice inside line, enabling them to shave off a few more feet as they've just about got some form of overlap. It's probably only 2 feet in it. Lady Margaret, W1,
around,
pushed hard by Churchill as we go to Rahul.
So we've got Downing. They fly around Ditton. They've got two, maybe three length on Keys, but the action here with Emma and Jesus really pushing. They've got them to a canvas here. There should be whistles anytime. That bow ball, it's going to overlap. It's overlapping now. There you go. The bells are fly. The cop, he's eyeing that bow ball. He knows it's near him. He's going to have to concede probably around Ditton, but Jesus have got the tighter line. They're heading in here. It's going to be tight. It's going to be another one that's going to be chased into the long reach. Cox has another look behind his shoulder. He's not quite sure whether they're coming. He's not quite sure whether they've got him yet. He thinks he can get his brutal away into the long reach. That's what he's hoping for. Indeed, it seems like he might have G'd them on because they're still rowing. They've gone quite wide. Jesus really have the inside line here. They've got all the pressure. They're building it. But it looks like that line that Cox has taken moving slightly away. He's conceded there. He's conceded on the opposite bank of the cam. He's pulled in. That is a fantastic row by that Jesus W1 crew. They did not let off. Our photographer Tim Court catching that bump right in the action. But I'm going to have to throw it back to Shem now.
Yeah, so Peter House are closing in quickly on Queen to have just escaped around the corner at Grassy. They're close within about 3/4 of a length and really starting to put some heavy pressure on. That will be coming down to you soon, I assume, Rahul.
But to Rahul.
Really rating nice and highly and really starting to reel in that crew. Rahul.
Girton flying at race pace around Ditton. There's not going to be much on for them in terms of interest. in this bump. Behind them, it looks like there has been a bump. It looks like the bump is going to be Newnham bumping Christ W1. Christ have pulled over. I've also got Churchill, who has slowed down and are kind of paddling around distant here. So they've been involved in a bump. It's probably, by the looks of it, them bumping LMBC. There's shouts of get out of the way. That Churchill boat has not cleared. Pembroke are really firing around. They've had to kind of take a wider line here. Luckily, it doesn't look like they're facing a massive deal of pressure. The Churchill Cox has no clue what to do. The marshals are telling her to pull in. Now it's Pembroke, who have got enough water to work with here. They've pulled away. There may be a length on that Jesus crew. Could it be a second bump to Jesus in the W1 division? Two crews, two bumps, maybe. Churchill still floating a bit dodgily, I have to say. Jesus are going to push Pembroke into the reach. It's going to be an interesting one to develop. Whistle starting to go there. As we look down the division, it looks like Queens are going to face a challenge here. Quite a stiff one at that from Peterhouse. Hear the shouts of Rowhouse down the river. They're stroking quite nicely here. It's Queens who look really tired. They look quite ragged. I mean, the Peterhouse crew do as well, but the Peterhouse crew look like they've got that little bit of grit that they need to see this bump home. They're going to take them into the long reach for a long dance down the reach into the sun. That one's going to be one for Laura to spot if we have her. Laura, can you see anything?
Yeah, they're just coming onto the reach now. I can't really see them yet. I just want to confirm that I saw Downing going by strongly and followed by Keys. I think that's a row over for both of them. And then I saw Girton row over completely by themselves, which means that Claire and First and Third also must have bumped. So I'm having some crews heading my way now. It looks like Pembroke are still being chased by Jesus. Yeah, they're kind of half a length away, Jesus, at the moment, but Pembroke don't look like they're going to give up anytime soon. And behind them, I can see Queens and Peter are still rowing, but it looks like they may have to stop. Can't really see them yet. No, they're still rowing. So Queens and Peter are still going, and so are Pembroke and Jesus, who are now coming past right in front of me. And I can see Jesus have a bit of an overlap on Pembroke now. Their overall, is almost overlapping with the boat, but Pembroke are doing a strong push, and they're now actually getting away from Jesus. So I will check back with them a bit later on the railway bridge. And I can now see Queens and Peters coming by. And Queens are not having it. The coxswain keeps turning around. Peters is almost on his canvas, but there's still a good 2 or 3 meters between them. But Peters are not giving up and going for another push, but they look tired, all of them. Queens look tired. Both of them are struggling as they're going down the reach. And I can see at the railway bridge now between Pembroke and Jesus, there still hasn't been a bump. Both boats are still rowing, and I think they've opened up a bit of a gap. Peterhouse still have 3 whistles, and they're all still going. Now almost out of my sight. Back to you, Raoul.
Thank you very much. I'd just like to shoot down to Shem. To Laura.
Sorry, Peterhouse have just bumped. Just before the railway bridge, they've bumped on Queens, and they're now pulling in to the side.
Brilliant, thank you. Thank you very much. I saw Kat come round Ditton, which means that there must have been a bump earlier from Magdalen and Kings. We thought that looked quite possible from their practice start. Magdalen looked like they were off to a flyer, so they obviously caught them very early. Shem, did you get any eyes on that one?
Yes, I belatedly got eyes on it just as the Kings crew were making their way to the side of the bank. But I'm told that Magdalen, as you expected, seeing their pre-race excerpt, they really went out all guns blazing, and it paid huge dividends catching Kings W1 before they even reached first post corner. They caught them about 150 metres shy of that, so that's barely over two-thirds of the way between the Moseway Bridge and the first post corner. And I'm guessing that you've seen the St. Cat's boat, the sandwich boat at the bottom of the division, languidly stretch their oars as they came past, because they realised that there was nothing doing in front of them, because of the bumps which had opened up the division in front of them.
Rahul,
back to you.
I'm sitting on Ditton here. People are talking about a re-row. I'm going to try and have a chat with someone. So, Shem, if you could maybe tell us what we know. I'm going to try and find out what people are talking about here.
Perfect, Rahul. So what we have is We have St Cats looking like they're going to row over for all money at the bottom of the division. We had Magdalen bumping Keys. We had Peterhouse bumping Queens. I'm not entirely sure what we had in the middle due to my position at the beginning of the race, but I can say that I saw Clear bump first and third just as they were going around the grassy corner. First and third took a quite wide berth, their cops opting to try and really swing around, but Clear managed to get underneath them and get overlap, and it was all over from there. Further up the division, it looks as though rollovers for most of the top crews have occurred, as you would expect. I'm pretty sure it's going to take something very special to be pulled out of the bag in order to break the stranglehold that Downing have had at the top of this division. Keys also looking good, but not quite good enough to get the bump or even make any inroads at the moment. Rahul.
Right, big news down on the cam. There's going to be a rear row. Sounds like it from the marshal. What happened was in that Newnham bump on Christ, the words of the umpire were, I don't know what Newnham were doing. They didn't get out of the way. They failed to clear. Caused a massive amount of consternation for LMBC and Churchill. So that's not going to be awarded as a bump. They're going to re-row that after... this one's interesting, after M1, by the sounds of it. So we're going to be staying on the river a little bit longer tonight to watch how that one pans out in the end. But with that knowledge, we can probably make a provisional call on the rest of this division, that one aside for now. And that call is as follows. Downing at the top of the division, rowing over quite strongly by the sounds of it. Keys following them, not really a challenge behind them. Jesus W1 bumped Emma W1, really good row from that Jesus crew just coming round Disson. Behind that, Claire W1 caught first and third W1. So for the first time in a while, we've got a lot of chop and change near the top of this division. Girton W1 rowing over. Newnham, as I said, caught Christ W1. Christ W1 going to be on for their spoons in the W1 division. But that caused a little bit of trouble for LMBC and Churchill W1, who are going to be re-rowing. Pembroke W1, we think, probably made it home safe. They managed to clear themselves round Ditton and get home, because it didn't look like Jesus W2 had caught them. Peterhouse, as you heard, Laura did manage to get a bump on Queens quite far down the reach. Magdalen W1 taking Kings W1 really early, and St Cats W1 at the bottom of this division rowing over as the sandwich boat.
Thank you very much, Rahul. So we're going to get, just to confirm, Rahul, is that re-row going to happen after the M1 division? Is that what we're understanding at the moment?
That's what I understand at the moment, although I have just seen Churchill W1 crew row back, and the LMBC crew are just spinning now on Ditton Corner. I'm not sure they've fully decided what's going to happen here in terms of timing, but it's definitely a re-row because both those crews are heading back to the start. It all depends. They probably are going to let the M1 crews come down the river, also give a little break to these women's crews who are going to have to report, because that obviously re-row has come after quite a late series of events coming around Ditton here. So at the moment we think it's going to be after M1, but to confirm we don't know that as of yet.
Fair enough. I will leave it with you in that case, and we will wait for confirmed results in the studio in not very long from that W1 division. Apart from, and this is the big news coming out of the W1 division this evening, is that Churchill W1 and Lady Margaret W1 are going to have to re-row after Newnham failed to clear after they bumped Christ. We'll keep an eye on the fines tomorrow. So thank you very much, Riverside. We'll go back in a little bit with confirmed results.